So here I am in Wandsworth Prison, and I'm sitting here with a group of prisoners who are going to be telling me what, in their opinion, makes a good prison officer.
If prison officers come across a bit soft and stuff, certain prisoners would walk all over them and take advantage of them.
Prison officers don't cause the trouble. At the end of the day, it's the prisoners that cause the trouble. What you need is a cross. You need something in between Mr. Barraclough and Mr. Mackay. Someone who can understand, but still, you still got. At the end of the day, we're in prison.
There's an officer I can recall from a previous sentence. Just the fact that they were willing to have general conversations with me, ask me about London, and I'll ask them about where they're from, which was Sheffield, and just like the normality of it, having a general conversation and actually asking and caring about how my day's been and telling me about what they were up to on the weekend and so on. Just general conversations just make me feel like I'm not a prisoner for that 2-3 minutes.
The officer that I know is this sentence, and I was always working. I never had time to socialise. I was always working in the kitchen up at 7:30, and then I wouldn't get back to ridiculous times. But then when I did come back, it's nice to have a conversation with someone. I was able to actually talk to this officer. Like they'd ask me, how have you been, or is there anything you need? Because she knew that I never got time to do any of my applications or do anything like that. So she would actually help me in that way.
If an officer says maybe later or something, that's a no. We all know that. Everyone's sitting around this table. If they say later, maybe, if, perhaps, any of them words is a no. If something wasn't going to happen, if they're as long as the officer's honest with me, I think what happens sometimes, and you can see it happens, is this: if there's 8 or 9 cells, all with their bells going, you can ask for something, and they'll take 8 or 9 requests further down the wing. So your one goes out of their mind. People forget.
Actually, the lady that walked in, the officer, if someone asks her something, she writes it down, and then, like, if she does forget, when she sits down for a lunch or she sits down just before she goes home, she has a look through it, and then she tells another officer, or, you know, she does make sure she can get as many things done as possible.
The nature of the place that we're in, of course, officers will have to say no sometimes.
Yeah, but
it's the right way. We understand there's times when there's going to be a negative response to things, but just from the nature of where we are. But it's how you put that across.
I think like it boils down to having a neutral respect and understanding between the prisoner and prison officer.
If you're shown that sort of respect, then you're going to give it back. Let's say you earn respect by showing it. If you ask a question and you're given a rude reply, it's going to cause a bad response from yourself.
I've seen a good example of how to deal with a situation in bad, and the bad is, no, you can't have a shower, get back upstairs. If you don't get back upstairs, I'm going to nick you. As opposed to, look, we've got to get everybody banged up, but I'll try and get you back out again. Now, I've seen the reactions of both prisoners in each of these circumstances, and it's night and day.
There's a lot of new officers. So if the older officers, they copy, should we say. They copy the officers. So if these other officers are talking in a certain way to you, then the new officers that come in will see that is okay. Because it was a couple of months ago, there was a big stream of young officers that come in, and the first week or two, they were, all of them were just trying to bang everyone up, you know, like not really trying to do anything, get involved, just trying to get their keys out, but then they got more comfortable in the job as well, and they started talking to people as well, and they started getting respect for certain prisoners as well, and then that's where it all stems from.
When I was in Rochester in the violent offenders wing, there was an officer. No one was favoured out for one thing or on the other side of the coin. You know, he never sort of bullied anyone or done anything else. You know, if you asked for something, if you couldn't do it, he'd say no. There was no sort of fanning about or whatever else. And if he could do it, he would. And he built up that rapport. And everyone, every single person, and there were some lunatics on that wing as well, and every single one had respect for this one officer.
I do have an officer in mind, and if I could just describe that relationship, it's a relationship that I would have with, say, my manager in a workplace. I know my place. I know that I have to do certain things that I'm asked or told to do. But other than that, he just treats me like a normal person. Just to be able to be talked to and treated to like a normal human being is, I just take my hat off to this officer, and I would do anything for this officer on the wing because he's given me respect. I'm willing to give respect back twice.